USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Planned Parenthood opting to now leave the federal family planning program rather than comply with new abortion restrictions. A statement released by the nonprofit saying the Trump administration has forced grantees out of Title X through what it calls an unethical and dangerous gag rule on health care providers. Title X is a decades-old bipartisan program for affordable birth control and reproductive health care. The acting president and CEO of the organization says they'll use emergency funds to provide services to patients, but the impacts of leaving the program are going to vary state by state. While publicly denying there's one on the horizon, the White House reportedly putting plans together in case there's a recession, including a possible payroll tax cut. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You know, you may like another candidate better, but you have to look at who is going to win.
The latest endorsement for former Vice President and now White House hopeful Joe Biden comes from his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, who tells reporters in Manchester, New Hampshire,
but you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better, but your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
And Mrs. Biden says that her husband is the most likely candidate to beat President Trump in the 2020 election. J.P. Morgan Chase is claiming American families will pay an extra $1,000 a year because of the president's tariffs on Chinese imports. They say it's been costing them $400 a year so far, but new tariffs threatened to take effect later this year would add another $600 to that total. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Chicago teenager now facing federal charges for allegedly making some serious threats against an abortion clinic in the Windy City. Authorities say 19-year-old Farhan Sheikh threatened to, as he put it, slaughter and murder any doctor, patient, or visitor that he finds at a women's clinic just a few miles from his home. Federal prosecutors say he was arrested after posting that threat online and now faces up to 5 years behind bars if convicted. The Defense Department says the U.S. conducted its first test of a cruise missile since withdrawing from the intermediate-range missile treaty with Russia recently. The Pentagon says the missile was launched from San Nicolas Island in California, the first ground-launched test of a cruise missile, which would have been a violation of the Cold War-era treaty. And one of the great achievements in public health, as it's been seen for years, is now under scrutiny after a new study finds it may be affecting intelligence in kids. The fluoridation of water, which did succeed at reducing cavities and socioeconomic disparities in dental disease, may be linked to lower IQs in children. The study finding the fluoride exposure during pregnancy was associated with lower scores in children ages 3 to 4. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.